But like, I don't know. I know there's gin. I know there's
Gary said school word.
You said school word.
Try saying that 5 times fast.
I don't know what we did. We put a lot of stuff in it. It takes a long time to pour, so at certain times in the show, you're gonna hear this.
And don't mind the darkness. It's too fucking hot for lighting.
Yeah.
It's like a senior peeing.
Yeah.
For those of you who are listening, you might not realize we're recording live, so that's why I'm talking about lighting.
Yeah, yeah. So we're live right now, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we
live
are.
Live to Instagram. But, yeah, see, that was terrible.
That was actually pretty good.
No, that was terrible.
And look,
this guy's like, where's my drink?
Please, sir, can I have some more?
All right, please. There, Oliver Twist. Let's go.
Oliver.
So as y'all are doing that, I'm going to go ahead with our disclaimer.
We can't have a disclaimer yet.
Yeah, why not?
You're jumping too far ahead.
No.
You want to do the disclaimer now?
We have to go any further.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to let you do it right this time. Hold on.
That's making me want to pee.
Anchor's kicking up the trickle.
Alright.
Yeah, that's amazing.
There you go, Zach.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Kind of looks like boobies.
Alright. So, this looks like boobies. See, we gotta start right away. Disclaimer. Let's go.
So, this episode of Chilling with Villains will contain mature content, strong language, and might not be suitable for everyone. Do not try any of this at home. This is for entertainment purpose only. Listener and viewer discretion is advised. And for anyone who ignores this warning and still gets offended, well, too bad for you. Exactly. You have been warned. So thank you, and please enjoy the show.
Your best quote, man. Don't do that.
I felt like that needed fat penis.
No wife in the club. Give me $20.
Don't know
the song. We all say it. This is like 2003.
I was in
GB. What? I was just ignorant.
Chilling with Villains, the podcast. I am your host, Gary the Villain, back in the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah!
And Think Tank in the house.
Hi!
Just filming.
What up?
That dude, Mick.
What's going on?
We're in here roasting on the day off after Canada Day, like sweating. All of us look terrible.
I look good no matter what.
Statement. We're smelting.
Like, it's like we've been showering all the time. We're just wet. Continuously.
Fresh out of the pool.
I mean, that's what's going on right now.
I'm gonna start my three time shower day material.
You know what I'm saying? I take like 4 of them now.
Fuck, like, wash your hair twice a day too.
Ugh. Right now, we're gonna give the shout out right away to Khadija.R on Instagram, Reams on the Keys on Instagram as well, and check him out on SoundCloud.com. Yeah.
Word.
Yo.
Word to your mama. Sorry.
I tell you. I wanted to do this podcast, but the heat.
Yeah, actually, we are hotter than some places in the States and shit.
Are you a little conceited right now?
No, that's what they said.
Yeah, I know. You didn't get it. Joke went right over your head.
Oh, hotter.
Girl,
that's
twerking in my seat like, we know it.
Yeah, she was like, she got it.
I know, we're definitely smarter. Oh.
But I'm changing.
My bad.
Good job. We're a little rusty right now. We took a little vacation before doing this show. You know what I mean?
I'm never rusty.
Got to enjoy, like, yo, this last whole June, everything.
Never.
Wicked weather, guy. I know it's hot. I know it's hot, y'all, but come on, man. Look how bad the winter was.
Yeah, it was bad.
Winter was terrible.
Sorry, in late November.
Fucked up, man.
Terrible. Don't miss winter.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Well, not for a while. And then... Snow, fuck you.
I'm pretty sure, you know, especially southern people in the States don't get snow in October when they're going for Halloween.
There's a lot of people that don't get snow in October.
Yo, Newfoundland had snow last week.
I know,
what?
That's crazy.
No, it could stay down there.
Yeah.
You hear what the reporter said? I refuse to call it snow. This
up
is white
there.
Rain.
Newfoundland
I refuse to call this snow in June.
Actually, Newfoundland is up there.
Up there.
Up there.
Yeah,
they could stay up there.
Don't come back.
I'm telling
up
you.
Up there.
Up there. No, they're not close to us. We're in the south part of fucking Quebec.
This beer tastes like tea.
Guinness Blonde.
Yeah, this is one. Hey, yo, don't advertise. Look, they didn't pay us. Okay? Now this is the new thing, okay? We're feeling ourselves right now. Not actually right now because it's kind of gross. But We advertise, you pay. No more for free. No more that drink that shall never be named on the show that the we love to drink all the time. Right.
I didn't even buy it today. Fuck them.
I know, eh?
Yeah. Fuck that. Yes. I'm joking.
But no, for real. 5 years
ago. Sure, I didn't buy it because of, like, people are, you know, can't drink that shit.
Blake.
5 years, yeah.
5 years.
That's a great thing. That's a big achievement, man.
How many podcasts is 5 years? You guys know any?
How many, like,
yeah, sports podcasts?
Podcasts have been around for,
that
like,
sportcast, what? That sportcast you listen to?
That's probably been around, their radio station is about 17 years, probably plus.
But podcast is probably
a little bit shorter than that.
Yeah, but they're about 5 years. Because podcast is
fairly new. But, you know, I seen this market coming up, and when you see something, you know, it attracted me, like, being a fan of podcasting, and, like, look, we started the machine 2013 officially. It's been off and on. There's been whole, like, what, months that people didn't hear from us? It's not that we weren't recording. We're trying to get our,
we worked what we
our
got.
Our move, you know, because, like, they said, I thought this was going to be easy.
It's not.
That wow. wasn't a gunshot. Was that wasn't, it was a firework, people. Wow. We live in, like, the ghetto.
Damn. Okay.
Yo, it's about to fucking run, guys.
Oh, like, my where? You in the house.
This bitch don't play, okay? I'm telling you, she will drop everything and fucking run.
I did it to her in the alley.
That's fireworks. Come on.
Well then, you heard I guess we could do mine too.
Annie's been bugging us like since she got the fireworks to launch these fireworks. I told her
it's just fire one hazard. Firework.
You're gonna fucking bust that shit near somebody's house.
No, I'm not.
Power line.
Oh
my god.
No, I'm gonna go near the train tracks where no one is.
Power line and forest. That's where she wants to go.
You want to be 30 years old, run from the cops for like firing off fireworks?
That's okay. Better 30 than 40.
Allegedly. Sorry.
Allegedly. Yeah.
No fucking age is good. If you ain't under 18, don't fuck a crime, people.
Don't fuck a crime. Yes.
I'm a crime stopper.
Crime stopper.
Informer.
Leo McGruff says. The crime dog. That's what it was. Like McGruff.
Oh, McGruff. Oh, shit.
McGruff is a boss.
Was he tough on crime?
Right? Exactly.
Take a bite out of crime.
Ah, you see? That's what it was. Yeah,
take a bite out of crime.
There you go.
I love this shit.
He even had a rap song on his commercial. I forgot, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Was it a rap song?
I'm just saying.
Oh. Yeah.
They had a clip.
If he was a human, a I think he'd look more like you.
They had a clip on.
Just got roasted.
By the way. Just to let you know, podcasting, first known as audio blogging, has its roots dating back to the 1980s.
Whoa.
With the advent of broadband internet and portable digital audio playback devices such as the iPod, podcasting began to catch hold in late 2004.
So 2004 is when mainstream really got it.
So that's just 15 years.
So we started in 2013, which is how many years after podcasting?
Nine,
2003 to 2013,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, yeah, that's simple math. Easy
that's
math.
That's not even math. That's like math.
Math. That's the math.
They
don't even give it a TH.
It's like common knowledge.
Yo, today, I'm walking. Yo, today's crazy shit. Fucking walk out of my path near my house. There's this motherfucking car blocking the path.
Damn, you seem super irate about that.
Guy, the path is short, dude. Path is, like, from you to you. This car and some fucking couple is fucking in the car.
That heat, though.
Yo, with the windows closed, yo.
Oh, damn, that's nasty.
Masochist.
AC. Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Crazy, man. You have the windows open. Yeah,
probably AC was on.
Like a respectable human being.
No, she's intelligent.
You know what I mean?
But yo, they looked up at me. I looked at them. I just walked around them.
Now look.
And I just start fucking laughing.
Not that we encourage it, but let's say you're fucking...
They're teenagers, car, okay? Man.
Oh, no, don't even say that. Now you just ruined it.
Well, guy, why would they be fucking in a car?
I just started a scenario. Don't say teenagers after that shit. Okay, let me just
it could have been a husband and wife trying to spice up their life by going somewhere different.
Dude, this guy couldn't comb his hair, so he's a teenager, look. Okay?
Let's say, all right?
Motherfucker, you'd be surprised. Look at these assholes walking around with the worst hairpiece in the world, and they think they look good?
Right? Fucking weave braids.
70-year-olds walking around like they think they still look good,
okay?
Yeah, so you started?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
That's what I try to save you from.
That's what I do.
I'm always working. You're the dude in the movie that's just walking around crying and shit, and ninja and shurikens is flying at you. And I'm like blocking it. You're like, yo, what happened?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not cutting up. You don't want to go in war because they'll be like, yo, eat the ice cream, yo, Sean, there's guys coming. Yo, hold on.
Yeah.
And then when he's done, everything's done. By the time he finishes his ice cream, you've handled everything.
You know what I'm saying?
So he's like, oh,
yo,
good job. You did a great job.
You're like,
I shot one dude that was going behind you. I saved your life.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, I just shot 20 people.
It's like, I killed abandoned ninjas. With my bare hands on fire.
I'm that guy from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Kick two people's ass and everyone else saved my ass.
Yo, that's serious.
Yo, I'm telling you, but he blocked the whole way, yo. They're looking at me like, yo, and I'm like, and I just fucking walked by them. I'm like, yo, this is crazy shit.
You just told the greatest story of all time.
Thank you.
Saying nothing.
What?
No,
I'm gonna take that part. I want to play it back for you. It's gonna be so hilarious.
That was hard. That was savage.
That was so wicked.
This guy looked up like, oh fuck, and I'm like, yo, look at you. And yo, cause all you do. I'm like, and I'm like, they're walking by. They're like, oh fuck. What do you expect when you're blocking a whole fucking pathway? That's where people get out and get in, motherfucker.
Yo, I would start telling all my stories like that. It's like, yo, I was walking to Mickey D's, right? And dude came in with that blah, blah, and duck. I'm like, yo. And then the girl was like, hey. And I was like, hey. And this is duck. And he looked at me. I said, yo. And then I swear,
Oh, what?
What? He's like, James Brown, a storyteller. You're awesome, man.
You tell us half a story, but we feel like we got the whole thing.
Yo, for real, I understood.
Yeah. This guy looked up and said, yo, and I'm like looking and I'm like, yo, you're blocking the whole path. And I just walked around. Yo, yeah. Like, but the thing is, the window, yo, hopefully for what you said, the AC is on. Because if it wasn't, these motherfuckers are crazy.
Right, they end up like Titanic.
I'm telling you, the sweat in that shit.
And the heart will not go on. The heart will stop.
Yeah, but the sweat stains on that car.
If no, but that, when you're inside a car with AC on, nothing in the world matters.
Really. Yeah, exactly. Very yeah, true. But if they don't have the AC on, because, yo, there was no lights. Nope. I didn't hear the motor. I didn't hear nothing.
Speak from experience.
It's impossible.
My AC
I'm
is staying
you.
On 24/7. I'm in my car. That's it.
They're gonna die. Ultimate. I'm telling you.
Is that you don't even care about wasting that
especially
gas.
Especially with
I don't.
Exertion, like not putting your, in that effort. Right. I sit in the car after like the car is being parked for however long. Say it's 45 minutes, 2 hours, even max, whatever. I cannot have the door closed if the windows are not open. That's just getting into the car to buckle my fucking seat to leave the parking. Forget having sex. Are you fucking mad?
Yeah, but if they're teenagers.
Fuck
teenagers.
That noise. They're dumb.
Oh wow.
Right. Damn. Straight to the point with that.
They're the you same ones choking themselves and then like passing out and shit. Crazy kids.
Tide Pod Challenge.
Kids.
Tide Pod Challenge. Look at them. Malacca's. For real.
Malacca's.
Word of the day. We're drinking it.
Yo, for real, the gin called Malacca. M-A-L-A. I don't even know if that's how you spell Malacca.
Oh, wow. M-A-L-A. I love how you're like,
double-C-A.
No, there's a K, I think.
No, well, yeah. The actual Malacca.
M-A-L-A-C-C-A.
That's just something to drink. Yeah, there
oh,
you
wow.
go.
Wow.
Let's
you
clap,
be on,
everybody.
Like,
round of applause.
The baby
round of applause.
Guy, I read it before. Like, well, I don't know how to fucking read games.
Yo. Yo, so Nick, so tell us about the World Cup.
Who cares?
Oh, almost billions of people care. It's the most popular sport in the world, dog. It's
yeah, but beautiful. Like me, I'm
right,
not.
Now we're gonna cut that off awesome. Right there. That was super condescending.
Yeah.
Like, yo, yeah. Well, billions of people like the sport.
I didn't say they like it. I'm just saying you're.
If you don't like soccer, maybe you're not smart.
Yeah, it's.
If you don't like chess, it's because you're stupid and you don't understand.
No, you're talking about the like it. It's being crazy, dog.
I watched some of the games, okay? And I actually watched some of the
watch. Spain gone.
Okay, let me ask you. You know who's the best? One of the best players in the world. What team he plays for, right?
Which best player?
Which best player? Neymar.
One. Just name one.
Name one right now.
Wait. He from Portugal?
No, he's from Brazil.
They say the best player in the world is the guy from Portugal.
No. I completely disagree.
Guy, I'm just saying, the announcers, the sports broadcasters, everyone.
You're a Ronaldo fan? That's what you're trying to say.
I think my dad put it best on this. When they say he's the best player of all time, it's a slap in the face to people who actually.
Oh, Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I just said. Yeah. Well, you were Ronaldo fan? Yeah.
No,
but
he's an old player. Ronaldo nuts?
You got. He's a lazy player. He's lazy.
Is he a lazy player?
Yeah.
He's just prettier than everybody else.
Ronaldo, you talking about?
Lazy. You ever see him come back down
and help his team? If you really wanted to.
And he doesn't play. He doesn't play striker.
But they told the guy from Portugal his stats and everything else.
He's crazy. Crazy score, but not best. So not to me. You have to be a complete player for me.
Well,
yeah, that's.
See, this is not an argument. No one's gonna win.
Yeah, everyone has their own opinion. But yeah,
it's
being crazy.
It's like how we had the argument with our boy about looking Gary, about over the Matrix. Like this guy hated the Matrix, and everybody else loved it.
How could you hate the Matrix, though?
Thing. There we go. Here we go.
It's just
like absolutely hate it. Hold on, I'm just taking.
I'm not naming. You know who I'm talking.
I know who. But we're not. I'm just saying in general.
But no,
I'm just taking a pee right now.
Sorry, I'm getting a fan.
I know. Don't worry about all the bustling going on in the background and the peeing.
Wow, if I did that.
I know you get a noise card. Yeah, but it's the anniversary. Yeah, you get to do whatever you want, youngin.
I'm older than all y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah. Oh, guy.
Youngin.
You have to play around.
You know the best part. Best part of the World Cup is not in the freaking soccer. When I went to the bar 4 years ago, it's all the women that come out to the bar.
It's all about the women from those countries, you're saying?
100%. I don't even care if the score is 0-0.
I love them.
Colombia or Brazil.
But they get too violent. But they get violent.
Yeah, totally.
They get
violent. That's a stereotype.
No! A fight on my street.
Over it? Yeah.
They get violent. No, the same thing with hockey.
Yeah, but you don't see... Well.
Yeah, it's...
We had a riot in Montreal, okay?
Yeah, that's... I'm gonna take that back.
Smith is actually... You're 100% right. They're devoted...
No, everyone gets very competitive.
Cheers, huh?
Cheers, man.
Emotional about their fucking sport.
But don't you find it's fairly ridiculous to be so over-emotional?
Let me ask you, did you ever get violent and bald? Be honest.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's the same thing about soccer.
Non-competitive.
Same thing about soccer.
That's me playing.
Yeah, but it's same thing with people watching over the country.
Same thing with soccer, same thing with any sport. It's like you feel...
Yeah, but I'm not going to beat up somebody because they think that a player is shit in basketball. You know, like, don't you find that that's kind of crazy? Somebody, you can say someone's shit and someone wants to have a heated discussion about it. Like,
People think differently. That's the way it is. It's just, people just...
You know what's so crazy? Is I even seen on a video, on a sports funniest video, but it wasn't really funny to me because people actually died in this. Like,
I'm gotten like major wins.
People actually died.
No, there was a whole section of people jumping in soccer.
Allegedly.
So much.
Yo, this is like.
He looks like Iron Man right now.
I am Iron Man.
No, like the whole section of fucking totally these people. They broke. The whole thing collapsed.
Oh, okay, yeah.
On top of
people. Because they have the most fans in the world.
Yeah, they're crazy.
A crazy amount of fans.
Yeah, I know, I'm telling you.
Imagine being the guy that owns a stadium for soccer fields.
Like say, like, on crazy, one section alone, 60, 70 people jumping at the same time.
I don't know if I ever said to you in conference. I say this, whatever, but one of my exes went to one of the most famous soccer stadiums in the world. It's called Stadio. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Stadio Bernabeu. We're in Real Madrid place, or Ronaldo place.
Mm-hmm.
Brought me back a flag thing of the Real Madrid.
Okay, look.
I was and that's the shit.
All right, look. Second. Okay, what about us winning the lottery next year? Look, three countries won it. Canada, United States, and Mexico for the next World Cup.
Who's going
to win? How does three countries get to share the hosting for the next World Cup?
Why would Mexico and Canada want to share with Donald Trump?
No, isn't that how it went down?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're going to have to share, but I bet you we're not going to get, the good teams.
Well,
take it however you want to take it, but I'm guaranteeing it's not going to be the big game.
Well, Toronto's got a field. They got the
they've
field.
They've announced two cities. It's going to be, so far, games in Toronto.
Are we having Montreal? Montreal?
Where?
100%.
100%.
Saputo?
For sure.
They're going to have to expand to at least 40,000. That's...
Supply Imagine guy, World Cup here in Montreal.
We have one of the most amount of people that are different countries here.
Diversity.
Well, they only give it to
there
Toronto.
There you go, thank you.
We have the most racial, cultural diversity. But no, that's but, not, they give it to Toronto.
But that's...
Oh, like, really? Yeah, every time. But we think so here. Weird, right?
That's because of all the gays.
I said one of, anyways.
Oh, okay.
that was random.
We're the second biggest gay.
Because all the gays.
I said well, one of, actually.
I'm a gay lion. I'm what you would call a gay lion.
Yeah, just the way you said it. It was just, wow.
Oh, damn. Honestly, you're yeah, still a human like, being, yeah. You know, gay or not.
As for all the blacks out there, you know, how you doing?
It's true.
All the whites,
like, you know what?
Have, Hindus, and
I think everybody can agree, regardless what culture we are today, we're all fucking Meltics
in
my language.
Everybody dies in this. It's the same, yo.
White, black,
no matter
brown,
what culture
Puerto
you are, everybody
Asian,
can
die.
Everybody
not in my mom's bunch of that.
I got some elbow grease going into this fan. Let me tell you.
Shit.
Like, wrist
got
work.
Manual
look,
fans going
look
on.
Look at the flick of the wrist. Look at the flick of the wrist.
And he's just waving like, yo. Waving fan wind at us.
This is from 1974, actually. This
yo,
fan.
It's beautiful. I swear
1974
God.
Fan?
Yeah.
Antique fan?
It was my mom's. She collected fans.
Now you see, I was going to make a joke about it because of how
and
old
that
it was.
One too.
And she made it unfuckable.
Right?
My name is her mom's. I
feel like, you know when Ninja Joker?
Yes.
That's a nice fan.
Yo, that Ninja Batman
that one's
shit.
From 1989.
Yo, did you watch
that?
Oh,
no, I know.
I watched
Ninja
that.
Batman, but I was
Ninja
talking
Batman.
About Ninja
yeah,
Joker,
yeah.
Like,
yo,
movie, yeah.
Yo, that can't... Yo,
yo did you watch Ninja Batman?
Joker. Yeah, yeah, I watched
thank
it.
Very much,
yeah.
Thank you. I don't know why everybody's saying it's trash.
It's not trash at all. What is wrong with
them? I love the way they're depicted.
No, not at all. They have no idea what they're
talking about. Honestly, there was certain parts I was like, okay, super Japanese. No racism involved.
Japanese.
But they really made a super anime. Giant fucking robot, Gundam motherfucker. You know what
super
I mean?
Super
like,
Power Ranger vibe.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, purposely. Purposely. I felt that was a little like...
I love...
I don't know if it's an homage or a little bit dissonant. I don't know what to like...
It was the original creation about it was an homage to it. It wasn't
like in any way dissonant.
I don't feel shit. Okay, now I feel it.
See, now you in the way of the camera. Get that.
No, I'm not. You can't even see me.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, I definitely see you. I love how she's like, no fucking
you don't
way.
Even see me.
No, but it's dope, dog.
Look,
yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
There's your fan.
Yeah.
You don't even see me.
You know what I'm saying?
Because she's looking at the frame that's past. So she's, because it's like slower, right? So she's looking at before, and she's like, my hand's not there. Oh, shit. It's in the frame
there
now.
It is. There it is.
A little bit of a delay. A little bit
5 minutes.
Delay.
Why did you have to say it?
Because he looked like he...
The card...
Oh, I have my glasses on.
The card is so that you don't have to say it. We're super rusty. Super... It's the heat.
Yo, it definitely is.
The
I'm
heat,
sorry.
The liquor, all the combinations.
The liquor. This is my first glass.
That's
yeah,
all
that's
it takes.
How you go.
I think that's all it takes.
This is nice.
I don't even think this is FDA approved what we mix here.
Nobody
allegedly.
Has to know.
Allegedly.
We're drinking lemonade,
alleged.
Motherfuckers.
Allegedly.
This is the Jeffries of drinks in here.
Because who be
why is it
going
to be Jeffrey?
This is a Jeffrey. But no, should we call it something? No, sorry, not Jeffrey.
We should
Jeffrey.
Call it way better than Jeffrey.
Okay.
Dolores.
I'll take Dolores,
Dolores.
Any day.
The DeLorean.
Or Beatrice.
I like Dolores because of
Beatrice
True Lies.
So uncommon.
Right?
Yeah.
Beatrice. It's got that.
Ooh. Smith.
Smith, you're Smith.
Everybody named Smith.
Beatrice, Kill Bill.
Sorry, dog. That's your trademark, man. No one's allowed to
Kill Bill, right? Beatrice.
Let's call it a Smith.
No,
I just being like,
oh, Lord.
I'm just being super chauvinistic.
Let's call it a Smith.
Fresca Smith on the rocks, please.
Oh, that actually sounds really fancy.
That sounds dirty a little bit. Can I say Smith on the rocks?
I said Fresca Smith, okay? I didn't say Smith. Correct you.
Holy
shit. Okay,
shots fired.
I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to like be an asshole, but he's just putting words in and out of my
That's
mouth.
That's my bad. That's my bad. I was like, no, oh, hey. God. It's okay. Boom. White. Blah,
blah. Okay. Bitty bop bop bop. Man's not hot.
Man's
yeah,
not hot.
Right.
No, we are perspirating right now.
This conversation.
Perspirating.
Perspirating.
Yo, degrees could make a fucking advertisement out of
Yo,
us now.
I went in like, I was looking for like a drain hose, right?
Huh?
You know, drain hose. You know, so drain water
shit?
Out of an AC and
oh, okay.
Those 3-in-1 air conditioner humidifier shits.
Yeah. Be more specific. I'm thinking outside and street drain holes.
No,
like,
no,
drain holes.
Not drain
holes
and shit. Yeah, yeah,
drain
holes. Yeah, but
different area code.
But like, as soon as you talk about
it,
this guy laughs so hard.
I just got it right now. Sorry.
Try to ask about an AC in any place, man. They tell you, shut up. There's no AC. Gone. This morning, okay? There's none. Like, they feel just...
Because you're like, probably the 9,000th
person. The 9,000th person. That is, where's the AC at? There's not any!
Bitch, do you see how hot it is outside? I bet you one of these bitches is going to...
Y'all going to die, you know? You didn't get yours. You know you're going to die. Yeah.
We close at 9 today, motherfucker.
Yeah, you one customer like, probably went crazy. Like, don't yo, say, like, serious? Yeah,
like, yo, check it. There's none coming until Thursday. Thursday.
Yeah, yeah, always. They tell you that. When it's
yeah, because like usually this, Thursday they get their orders in. Mm-hmm.
But it's the best when people are trying to sell theirs now? Or
now's the time to cash in.
Trust me, because there's some desperation.
You can sell your 18-year-old air conditioning for 800 BTUs for like $500. Like, yo, you need it.
That's why a lot of
come
people...
Come get it.
You know, like, to be honest with you, that's why a lot of people get their air conditioners in the winter.
Yeah.
Because they want to, like, not have to go through this in the fucking summer.
Buy a wicked $300 style barbecue in the winter. Cheap. In a box. You have to assemble it. $50, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, eh?
$50.
Now, like, in the summer, it's like $200 and something.
$200. I saw one that's like a miniature one. Sorry. $300, bag.
Ouch.
Who got time for your ass?
Anybody got time?
All you gotta do is use the concrete today, boy.
That's why I walked into Provigo. Like,
I swear you could cook an egg. You could cook an egg this afternoon. You could have for sure.
Test what?
Cook an egg on the
floor. With how hot the concrete was, you could have definitely cooked an egg.
Yesterday, you could have.
Today was hotter. 100%.
Yesterday? Yesterday?
Test that three. Why not? Scrambling the eggs on the sidewalk.
Not scramble. You just fucking crack it, right? Yeah, pick it up. After the fry,
you
gotta
pick it up. You gonna leave it there?
Yeah. Dog go walk by and eat it. His coat's gonna look glorious.
That's gonna belong to a raccoon or bird.
That's okay.
That's gonna bring a whole next shit.
No, I'll do it now.
You're bringing trouble. You're bringing trouble around these parts. You're bringing trouble around these parts.
No, tested it in front of your house.
Absolutely disgusting.
I'm gonna be honest, I went out yesterday just to the grocery store and I put out my arm and it felt like it was burning.
Yeah, you know what I get that driver arm. Even if you're a passenger or a driver, you got that one arm. You
couldn't breathe.
I'm dying right now. I want to get out of my skin.
You know what the thing is? You know what's funny is today is not as bad as yesterday.
As soon as you people leave, I'm just gonna be in here naked.
Okay. I put clothes on for the occasion. What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in here naked in front of a fan.
I'm taking a shower as soon as I get home.
Go to the shower and then
I'm going to be in there.
I put my fan on. I was like, I'm not moving for like
some people don't want to imagine that, but that's what the fuck has to go down.
Because I'm not dying like this. We go get naked.
It's like I'm not dying like this. You know what I'm saying?
Likewise.
Why be uncomfortable?
Why lie?
But it looks like you're not even really...
This guy, yo, he's been doing this.
I've been doing this for like 20 minutes at the show. Like, oh, I'm fucking dying.
None of this is good. I'm not even counting this as noise. This is necessary. This is survival. It's The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead? Yo.
Did that show have its final
The Walking season? Heat.
Yo, who gives a fuck about
I wonder
that
if
show,
zombies feel temperature.
I am so mad at that show. Oh,
shit. Lucky bastards.
So mad at that
Never
show.
Never wanted to be a zombie before in my life. Till now. You know they don't feel temperature.
Ain't no zombies can't actually drown. Now. They'll just walk across the ocean.
Power came back.
Oh, yeah.
For all you Power fans out there, Power came back what?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Sunday.
Yeah. Don't tell me anything. I didn't see it.
Neither did I. I didn't see it. First episode.
I didn't see that. Yo, speaking of The Witch, because I've been like catching up on a lot of shows. Whenever I go to show with the fam.
For sure.
My bro, man, he hooks me up like, yo, guess we done binge these wicked shows, guy. I got to watch a first season of The Chi. I got to watch the first season of Snowfall. Now, The Chi is obviously about Chicago, streets of Chicago, boom. Snowfall is about cocaine and crack in LA.
The birth of the cocaine, the gold trade, yeah.
Yeah, pretty dope show, you know? And then I got on The Deuce. And I just watched the last episode last night of the first season. They killed Ruby. Really, spoiler? They killed Ruby, dog?
Spoiler alert, you're supposed to say that before you say
That's too bad, man. Yeah. Y'all should have seen it already. They killed Ruby, yo. Thumb to thighs. She dead.
God, I thought you were calling me Thumb to thighs.
You were talking about Ruby.
Like,
you mean Ruby?
Fuck. No, because you were like, Thumb to thighs.
You don't want to be Ruby from The Deuce.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
But like, yeah, see, you gotta watch the show. If you thought Game of Thrones and Spartacus
out of here, like, I have time for
had a lot
shit.
Of dick and tits.
No, I don't watch any of those things.
Yo, The Deuce is like absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, Spartacus had a lot of dick.
This guy knows the dick. Spartacus had a lot of dick.
I love how that's the one thing you're pointing out in the show. Just saying.
Spartacus had a lot of dick. You don't say that. You should say titty.
Yeah,
It was more dick than titty, though.
Yo, mine had a helmet with a dildo on it, and he was a rhinoceros. Get out of here.
Wait, what?
What? In Spartacus, there's, like, this orgy scene, and there's a guy, like, crawling around. Yeah. And he has a fucking, like, helmet on, and then he's a rhinoceros with a dildo. Get out of here, HBO.
So dong and shit on his forehead.
Yeah, man. Sickos.
The fuck, man?
When in Rome.
Remember to shake.
If you shake more than 3 times, you're playing with it.
Shake,
rattle. No. Oh, yep.
I give up.
That's too easy, man. I'm not a cheap date. Only 3 tugs? What are you talking about?
No, I mean, then you're starting to play with it. Come on.
No.
How many shakes do you need?
Well,
just to make sure, you know, you might be expecting a certain activity.
Or wearing really new pants.
When you're pissed.
Allegedly.
Totally.
Allegedly.
I don't have that problem, so...
Yeah, because I'm for penis.
I mean, I have one, but it's not.
This is dick problems. It's not like under titty problems.
Oh, so don't even talk about that.
Oh. Holy shit.
Did you see the way that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. Fucker, you don't even know the struggle. Whoa. 10 shakes, your brother says. Oh my god. Oh. Sorry, Reams on the key says.
Yo.
Too hot for the fucking flag today, boy.
Oh, you can use that as a fan too.
Get out of here, yo. Under titty sweat is something serious.
Right? You get rashes and more dirt and hair and shit. And it's just
I don't know about all of that, but
then you get burned too. From your fucking bra. Ugh. It's so horrible.
Naked is the way to go.
That nasty.
You guys don't know what titties are like, okay? No, you guys think it's all joyous.
It is not!
Dude, I just thought it was just like a fantasy. Like it's
no!
It's this like, fantasy it's bubble? Well, I bursted it for you, I'm sure.
Yes. It's like a lake. A fucking swamp of alligators.
You guys spend a day with titties. You won't fucking like it.
Spend a day
ask Will Smith.
You don't want that.
We had that conversation.
We don't even have that cooling system. It don't work.
Cooling system?
Yeah, we have a cooling system where the nuts drop. To keep everything safe. It's true.
Ours are in cages. But
I don't work.
Fucking
I thought that happens working. When you're I don't a kid. Feel it's working.
I think there's positive and negatives to each, like, you know, female and male.
Yeah, free part. Drinks.
We need to all give peace a chance. There's a equal that's frustration.
True. No, it's true.
We all have our pros and cons about the heat. People.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, yo, man, I'm telling you, remember we were talking about it before upstairs?
What's that?
With the ball having balls?
Yeah, balls is fucked up.
Yeah,
you ever sat on your sack?
Sweaty sack, like nasty. What? You sat on a sack?
You ever sat on your sack?
You sat on your sack.
On my own sack. Yeah. You ever did that? That ever happened? Yep. Don't laugh. I know it happened to some of y'all. Y'all are 30 something. It happened. You're wearing shorts. You're on the bus. And you fucking your balls just swinging everywhere.
Ah. You should make pockets in your underwear for it.
You go. You try to sit down. You jump up right away. What the fuck? Like yo.
I know enough girls.
I almost
that
like I almost
they
burst
dance,
one right
they
there.
Get frustrated.
Like, something almost happened.
When they dance, with some girls I talk to, they dance and they get frustrated because their boobs pop out. Because they're
try
huge.
Jogging.
Yeah, or doing the hula hoop without a bra.
Who?
What?
It's exactly what I want to do when I'm naked.
Imagine that.
You know what? I can imagine. Just actually, no, I can't imagine. Ask them.
Okay.
That's the last thing I want to do when I'm naked.
Is hula hoop. Ask me. I don't have titties.
I can actually hula hoop 5 hula hoops.
You can five hula hoops.
You can put five hula hoops
on my neck.
Who needs 5
guys?
Oh,
shit.
Hula.
Nice hula hoop.
I did circus camp. I also know how to spin plates.
Cool. Spin plates.
Wow, that's cool.
I know how
that's
to spin plates.
That's actually kind of cool.
I don't know. I
can you do it now?
Yeah,
you gotta show me one day.
You gotta get the right plates for it, though. They're special plates.
I feel you. Remember that dude from Belly Guy that ate? Eating a banana with the perm and shit, remember?
No.
Yeah, this nigga in Nebraska, remember that dude? Where you at? You over there? Let's go see him then. You know what I'm talking about, stop lying.
Nope.
Rico, man.
Producer has given
I haven't watched Belly, I only watched Belly once, you know.
You didn't watch Belly in 98?
You only watched Belly once?
Isn't he a rapper?
Whoa.
Okay. Actually, no, you're right. He is right. No, she is right.
Yeah,
Belly was rocked.
You know, live, I gave a shout out to Belly. Yeah. Like, I shout out him.
He's a rapper, but don't compare Belly.
I see him.
No, but she's right.
Hey, yo, Belly! And he, like, you look at you like,
oh, wow.
Belly's macho.
He's what?
Mad chill.
He's mad chill?
I heard nachos.
He's like, yeah, yeah, I actually, like nachos.
I actually heard that.
Belly's nachos.
It's a late thing, but I'm pretty sure one of our viewers agreed with one of your ball sitting sack things.
You see what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Right? It happened, right? It just because it drops, right? Because of the heat.
Yeah.
It drops because of the heat? Oh, yeah, my yeah. God.
You gotta protect the kids. It stays cooler that you don't want to
trust.
Well,
when it's cold, it drops up. When it's hot, it drops down.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you not know sing, though? Do they wobble to the flow? Can you time in a knot? Can you time in a boat? Do you not hang low?
So if we... if we made a joke about this, you're like, what are you talking about? You know
you want, what are you talking about? I went to this one.
You want to see this? You want to see this? I can bring
it. Hey, man.
Oh, I was just
going to. You just did it before.
You don't know, do that. Do your titties hang low? Do they wobble to
the floor? And they're making a song.
You guys have synchronicity where you complain about the titties.
You feel better?
Yeah, just a little bit.
You feel better. If we made a joke about your shit, man, talking like a squirrel and shit, Alvin and chipmunks.
You guys are crazy. Right? Yours
are is she really doing that right now?
I don't want to think
your fatty is nuts.
That's yeah, what she's doing.
I'm like, whoa.
I'm trying to give you guys air without being in the frame.
That's not doing that to these. Like, my nuts
you're really protecting his shit.
My nuts are swimming.
Ew.
It's like boiled eggs.
Hey, swamp?
It's like boiled eggs in the pot.
Yeah. TMI. TMI.
I have swamp
TMI.
Everything.
TMI.
TMI.
Two wait, two boiled eggs everything. Swimming in the pot.
How the fuck does something drop up?
Oh my gosh.
Smith, you said drop up. One of our viewers wants to know how does something drop up? Because you said when it's cold, they drop up.
What? Yeah.
Let's drop up.
How the fuck?
They're dropped and then they go up.
You're like, I don't know what this
is. Guys. Is that
he
a guy?
He meant to say they go up or something. I don't know.
Fire it.
Yo, fuck that person.
I'm gonna
fuck that person.
I need a little bit, please.
39 minutes.
You don't have to say that.
Blah, blah, blah.
Again.
Gee, you did it please. Again, guy. Like, oh, hold on, I'm peeing right now.
Yeah, I know.
I got you. All right.
My God.
I give up.
As you can
I
see, Starbucks
up.
Is mine.
If I gave up, she'd be like, don't give up. What's wrong with you?
You could give up, too. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, exactly, because it's the heat talking to you. Fuck.
I'm trying to fan you, but when I try it, it just doesn't work.
Like, I can't believe I ever said I hated winter.
Right.
Yo, this it's coming from Annie. You know it's hot when Annie's like, it's too fucking hot.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, fuck. Remember, did I just hear that?
Remember
did
that?
I just hear that?
Mark the day on the calendar, guys.
Did I just hear
that's
that?
That's what I told her.
She's still complaining about it. A change is coming.
I just said that to
the
children.
You want to live in the sun, on the surface of the sun, be the first human being living
no,
on the surface
I don't.
Of the sun.
Fuck
that's what
that
you
shit.
Wanted. You like fuck. Volcanoes. Fuck. I want to swim in volcanoes.
Yo, but yo, the other day I'm not
stroke. You know what I mean? Like, and now you, it's hot. Fuck now you're like.
Actually, not the other day.
First time I'm
I thought,
that.
Oh, cold.
This is
like,
a fucking
cold.
Record.
I've
right. Known her for 12 years.
How many
now?
Years has this been going on?
I 12 years.
I don't know what that was.
I love heat. I love heat.
Yeah, I love heat.
Give me the
sweat. That's why I was like, you know it's hot. Right when this
she's
bitch is saying
she's
hot.
She's laughing at the heat like, ha ha ha, I didn't sweat this year. Ha! You remember you used to do that?
I mean, you were dying laughing at us too, guys.
Yeah, we were like, yo, man.
It's crazy.
Like we broke a heat record.
I
this is my this
my
is my heat record.
I just told you
45.
We're breaking USC records.
My God, where's the noise card? Everyone's talking at the same time right now. Sorry, viewers, if it's a little loud up in here, but we're drinking.
We got peeing, yelling, heat.
Heat.
What is the noise?
Swamp. Alligators.
We're human beings, everybody.
12 years. That's the first.
I want some hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
No, I want free hot dogs.
Guys, test it. I bet you could cook your hot dog on the side.
Yo, let's do that. Let's make a fire.
Holy,
she's hot dogs on fire.
See you in this fire business.
I wish you guys could have seen her face.
I'll put her in
I'm
hospital.
Sitting next
like,
to her.
You in this fire business, like.
Pyro. I'm telling you, because, yo, she wants to come in to have arson.
Okay.
Oh, it's pissing. It's pissing.
It's the
watch pee. Out. You it's a trap.
Is the bowl
oh, shit.
In there?
Let the pee valve open. Yeah, the bowl's there.
Oh,
the bowl
you see?
Saved everything.
Jessica is the
The bowl's there. The bowl's there. It's the bowl.
I knew it was going to happen.
Calm down.
I knew it was going to happen.
Sorry, that's my bad.
Not your bad. No
the
one's
bowl
dropping.
Was there.
No one's
the
dropping.
Bowl.
No one's dropping the bowl.
El bol.
El bole.
Wow, Donda she jumped up like a cockroach. What's wrong?
Well, like, I just
jumped
thought,
up like a cockroach.
I know, but the bowl was
well, no,
because
there's a spongy there, and you don't want that, like,
no,
getting all that
for one
liquid
thing,
in there, and then, like, you know,
it
gets moldy.
Wow.
Allegedly.
That
Good. But I'm changed.
You're kind of on today. I'm fired today, though. I ain't front right now.
This guy, okay, he had too much to drink. That's not, we need to stop
that. Yo, I love this guy. I'm really on today. My goodness, man.
Jesus. So, yo. Why is it whenever I leave, crazy shit happens here in
Montreal? DeMarcus Cousins.
No, don't stop on this one. Because, yeah. Rude, that's bigger fish to fry.
You said that's crazy. You said crazy shit. That's crazy.
Every time I leave, crazy fucking shit happens here. Okay?
I was here. I don't know what happened. Can I know?
Okay, let me tell you about it. For those of you, and you're a Habs fan? You're a Habs fan, Jess? Yes? No?
Meh. You know, like, yeah, because it's Canadiens.
Habs fan? No?
Only if you're doing trades.
Like, yo, Nick tried to say it without saying it out loud. He's like,
oh, I saw. I see.
Yeah, if Gary has money on the team, I'm for them.
Used to be.
I love how this little dude's in the corner over there with his Canadiens jersey.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't. Mr. PK Subban.
That's one of the stuff that made me kind of mad about that. You know?
I know. That's why he started hating on them.
Yeah.
I remember that day. He's like, I vouch to hate these motherfuckers the day that I die.
I'm a man of my word. Man of my word.
That's the day that the city cried when PK got traded. But
he's the NHL 2K19 cover athlete now. The new hockey.
Can you imagine? But this is the crazy shit I heard. Those of you that are more than average hockey fans know that John Tavares signed with the Leafs.
Oh, God, no.
And we got back Thomas Plekanec. I say got back because we traded him, then we took him back.
Wait. Yo, Gary's prediction, your prediction is right, going to be right. Leafs are going to win a cup before the Canadiens. Yeah, I never thought I would say that, but you're right.
I'm right. I'm always 100%. Right. Just like how LeBron went to the Lakers, I'm right. See? So, why take back Plekanec? Would you get back with your ex that can't cook?
Yo, why go back to your ex? It's like fucking reheating McDonald's fries.
There's a reason why your ex is your ex.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is not supposed to be your next.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
So, the dude sucks. Why did we take him back?
Because Canadiens suck. Sorry.
I don't know. I'm finding harder and harder to be a fan here. This is very ridiculous. I know you say you have faith, but
I think the valve is broken.
I think it's broken. I'm just going to start pouring off the top.
I don't think it's broken. I swear to you, it's not broken. It's just there's fruit.
Check this out. This is what I'm doing.
Oh my God, don't spill it. It's going to. Hold the cup, Sniff.
Hold on.
Just hold the cup.
Hold the cup steady. Boom. First line, right?
That's so much better.
Yes, sir.
That's so much better.
Oh my God, yeah.
There it is. Okay, all right.
Yo, that's so much better.
Alarm. Woo! Holy shit, guy.
That's so much better, dog.
Thank you. That's so much better.
Okay, now you need a glass already. Nick, slow down. I said cherish the fucking drink. You drinking it like it's a shot?
Oh, I'm cherishing it.
You have a problem?
Yeah, I made you a fan.
Measuring my blood sugar. My blood sugar is A-OK, so I'm going to enjoy my drink. That's
what? No, we lost our viewers.
We lost a viewer. Come back.
Everybody left, even your brother. That's hard.
Come back!
Well, it's been 45 minutes.
Has it already been 45 minutes?
42, 51.
42?
And of us just being, I don't even know.
Wow. Smith.
Being with fans. Here's a fan.
I don't fuck with you.
You want a fan?
Yeah, man. Cool.
Have a fan.
I want a fan.
You little stupid ass bitch. I ain't fucking with you.
That's not fucked up.
I need you a fan.
It's okay. I don't want a fan.
Here, take a fan.
This Instagram is like the fly on the wall.
Yeah, it is definitely. It's fucking
okay,
hard.
So if we lost everyone, why don't we just say bye Instagram and stay on Anchor?
You don't get to meet her.
She's just hot right now.
You know what I'm saying? You just try to like stop it, man.
Oh, let's all go outside after.
Yeah, and do fireworks.
Definite. Leak, see the fireworks.
I feel like we should bring
that it was the point.
Public. It's fire, right? It's hot, it's fire.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to think a little bit outside the box.
Sorry,
look.
You give me
see,
a face
heat makes
that.
It do I, crazy things.
No!
My ass feels it's got sweat in it.
Your ass feels like it's got sweat in it?
That's
my
the face
sweat
giving
feels
me.
Like it's got sweat.
He's giving me the face of like, there's sweat in my ass.
That's gonna be the title of this show, Sweat in My Ass.
No, I'm just wondering what's sweat in my eyes. On. Everyone's like, end the show. No, end the show of fireworks. Like, I don't know what's going on.
End the show of fireworks.
I'm good, like.
Like, I've saturated the chair.
Okay, end the podcast. Yo, I'm good, man.
You're good?
Yeah. hate when people fan me. Like, what the fuck?
Like they're slaves. And wait, oh shit, that sounds fucked up.
Okay, Annie. Seriously.
Allegedly.
We got 5 more years of this.
5 more years? Bitch, add on another 20.
What?
In the butt. What? Oh, we have a viewer. I think it's Ubroski. I don't know.
We have at least 5 more, let's say. I want to try to get onto a credible podcast network. What do you think about that?
Yeah, man, for sure.
We're already on iTunes.
I'm down.
That's kind of dream of the future right now.
You two got the talent.
I want to go live.
You two have the talent to get
like podcast one. How about that?
No, like go in front of like 100 people.
Like a live,
like a live podcast. Yeah. Go like place like comedians going like.
Yeah, I want the experience. Go from
place to place.
I want to go experience.
Do a tour.
Yeah, like that.
Well, I got my passport. Just got my 10-year passport, so you're
going to drinks to that dog. For
and if you didn't get it before July 1st, your shit has went up $100. Good luck.
You do know that one.
Oh, sorry. I was going to drink it.
No, but like I would love
we're to not live that
one.
No,
you guys, live podcast, money. No, said.
Live money. Podcast, money.
I got
you guys,
money.
You two drink
woo,
the
yes.
money.
Yes. That's the yoga hot dance.
The yoga hot dance. She's doing the squat. Yo, we still on
no
anchor.
Bullshit.
So you... Don't say nothing crazy. But,
oh, Lord.
I know we're not this guy, but don't say anything crazy.
But you know what? No one's, like, viewing because everyone's in front of their fan and air conditioner.
Nobody wants to be, like, yo, these guys are talking for almost an hour in that basement sweating together.
Right? Smelling all mad.
Yeah, how they not melt to the
ground? I don't know how madness can smell.
Smelling all mad. Like anything, man.
Swelling, smelling mad.
Honestly, you're
no, mad, like madness.
Madness? You smell the madness?
Smell like madness.
No, yo, sorry. You wanna know? That made me laugh because my brother had to remind me that. Remember the movie Meet Joe Black?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The time that Brad Pitt
smoking the
patois.
Or some
remember
shit?
He smoking, but he was like an angel of death, but he smoking patois to this one black woman. Remember that shit? You know what I mean? I totally forgot about that scene.
Are you trying to tell me that's what I sound like?
No, that for a second, yes. It gave me that. It was like, every time I'm going to be irony, sister.
Oh you already know.
Oh, my
God. I can't lie.
Oh, my fucking goodness.
Yo, I go to Toronto,
I can't
come
even
back
out the way
like, I don't even do it on purpose. When I go to Toronto, I come back speaking like half patois, okay?
Well, it's only natural that you're going to have the accent of wherever you're hanging at. You know, if you go to Japan, we're going to come back speaking some Japanese.
I highly doubt that. Maybe, where's the banyo?
No, from what a homeboy was telling me, like, let's say you go to, like, on a resort, like, in Tokyo.
Yeah.
And you stay there for, like, let's say, like, a week.
Resorts there?
Yeah. Okay. And because everything is so English, Japanese, like, if you go to New York, you know how, like, some of the menus is half Spanish.
Oh, wow.
So you'll catch, like, some words in Spanish. Like, oh, yeah, that's a Spanish word for that.
There's a big...
You know, and then you start... Just like here, half the stuff is in French. You're gonna by hanging here, you're gonna learn French just by seeing the signs around you.
Don Juan,
that's the word for that. You know, that's the word. What?
You'd be surprised though. Like, my boyfriend, he's English, and like when he reads French stuff, he's actually pretty good. Like he reads it fairly well,
like American English.
Yeah, but like, yeah, that's exactly. Great,
they're always so impressed. Like anybody that's not from here is so impressed by the French. Like,
remember
you speak French? I feel like yeah, that's
yeah, damn straight.
Remember we met those guys from France and tricks. Remember we met those guys at France? They were from France.
They're from France.
They were talking about our Quebec language.
Yeah.
They were cracking mad jokes.
You guys sound dirty and shit.
Yeah, no, they're laughing at the fact that we love to mix English.
Some sort of dance going on right here. Like
we got Annie and Jen. Dancing and fanning.
No.
They're fanning
the
coochies.
I'm not even going to say it.
Hilarious.
I'm not even going to say it.
Motherfuckers, we're fanning our kitties.
Yo, no, it's the way you were moving.
Like, squatting.
Yeah.
I'm fanning.
I was like, my dick was going, oh.
Wow. Human resources. Human resources, Frank.
I'm too hot for this shit.
Where Frank at?
Nah.
Human resources.
Intro.
Hey, you can't be fucking.
You get the sassy.
The staff, man. You can't do that.
I'm gonna turn you
around. Donald Trump. We're gonna get Donald Trump.
Donald Trump!
He's ready to get in Terry Crews.
Fuck Trump!
Oh, God. No.
Too soon? It's too soon.
He's suing the fucking producer.
That was nice. Yeah.
It happened to guys, too.
I thought it was
big guy, too, eh? You see the other day when you're talking about Bill Cosby and shit about little girls and blah, blah, blah. Look, Terry Crews is a big motherfucker, guy.
What are you talking about?
The other day, we were talking about Terry Crews. I didn't know that. Terry Crews is a big guy, so he was getting sexually harassed. He got grabbed by Weinstein. Oh wow.
Weinstein,
you fuck.
Grab him by his nuts and shit.
I wanted to know who it was.
Fuck.
I thought it was Sylvester Stallone for a second.
Can you imagine?
Hey, he's a good.
Grow his balls.
Because he's
in my head.
Expendables, he produced it, right?
Yeah.
Sylvester
directed
Stallone
it, wrote it.
But
you know, Stallone wrote Rocky.
Oh, Creed 2 coming out
to watch that movie.
I've never seen Rocky.
Like, I know Mr. T from the A-Team, right?
Okay, look, we got... Just how you had to see Goodfellas recently?
Did you see Casino?
I've
never seen Goodfellas?
No, I just
watched it. Did we watch Casino yet?
No.
Oh, my God.
You still gotta watch... She didn't see Casino yet.
Or Deadpool.
Any of them.
Deadpool 2 is so good. Oh, God.
It really was good.
I liked it. I can't wait.
This summer.
You haven't seen Casino?
No.
I'm gonna see it.
Please tell me you've seen Goodfellas.
Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Ant-Man? I didn't see Ant-Man.
Watch Ant-Man.
Watch that one first?
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Ant-Man's
very
good.
I'm going to give it a shot because I haven't been disappointed yet.
No, she's right. I saw the first Ant-Man. You'll like it, Gary.
Even when I thought it was going to be... The only ones that disappointed me was the first two Thors.
Is that the one I fell asleep on?
And Green Lantern. Let's just say it all.
Well, I don't count Green Lantern.
Green Lantern
was
I don't count Justice League. I don't count Daredevil. Daredevil the series is better.
Elektra.
Luke Cage is back.
I haven't seen Elektra.
Luke Cage is back, by the way.
Luke Cage is back for the second season.
Check it out. It's out. Full second season. Guy, the gang, they play some gangster hip hop to start the season. I'm like, yo, he goes
Cloak and Dagger?
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen Deadpool too?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. My favorite part is when fucking Fire Fist is like, damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I was like, I love this fact.
That kid's badass.
He's my favorite.
It's supposed to start in July also. Power's
back. No, really, that's wild.
We already spoke about that.
That's what I'm saying. You totally not.
I'm already getting one of my friends on Power, and they're like in like season
I'm
one.
I'm fine.
And I'm like, I feel like Gary,
I'm always
like,
late.
What's wrong with you? Start watching.
That's what I was playing.
I'm always late.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're playing that song in my car tonight.
All right. All right. Cool. We're gonna cut
power
it
song.
Because Annie just
yo, you know what?
No, we're playing.
We've all got that face. Now we're just talking gibberish. Let's talk this talk upstairs in the green room, people.
And you're talking. Look.
You know why I call it the green room?
Like, I'm about to leak all kinds of I don't even know what at
She's
this point.
She's leaking all orifices.
Okay.
All orifices.
She needs a baby.
So we're going to get out of here.
Like, I need to change.
Out of here because.
I feel like I smell like
you
war.
I swear to God, you don't. Nobody smells. And if we
I
smell,
honestly
we
smell like
I'm
World War II over here.
I know.
I smell damn
my sinuses are so clogged that the scent is not there.
I don't even care. Any of you did, like,
fuck,
it doesn't matter. Because
if you don't smell right now, you ain't fucking human.
Yeah.
You gotta have some kind of natural.
I smell like dead.
Oh my God, I don't know what death smells like, but I'm guaranteeing you it's not you.
It's some dark shit.
I don't even know.
I don't even know what I was doing. That was Jimi Hendrix.
You guys should do a heat wave.
I don't even know what I'm into.
When are you with me?
I wish I could
hear the song. You don't fucking sing it out loud. This guy knows every song ever on the planet.
I can't sing.
This guy.
I'm terrible.
It doesn't matter!
I've been told.
You
no,
shut up.
I want you to sing
every
happy
time I say
right
like
now.
A reference, a hum, or whatever, he knows the whole song.
I don't know.
He knows the song?
I had 2-3 verses.
That is not even fucking true. Every time. You're like, and then we sit here like, yo, you guys want to hear he knew the song. You need to fucking chorus
and shit. Self-conscious on being told.
I'm there humming
it. Fuck up.
We're talking about fanning our kitties and you're worried about your singing voice, bitch?
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
You think we're trying to make it in Sister Act 3?
You know?
As you think is happening?
You think you're the guy that breaks down
in
the solo and he's like, oh!
Right? Ain't no mountain high enough.
I told you you could always count on me.
Jeez.
Ah, you see, bitch?
Yeah. There we go. Nice. Yeah, you're right. Love
you
this
see the right song. I love how that's the song, though,
man. That's a good year. That's I like that note. Yo, we're going to mosey on a little bit.
Yeah.
I like that one. That one got me all cheerful inside.
You see it? What we do for our viewers and stuff?
You know what I mean?
It's for you people, man.
That's what we do for y'all. 5 years we've been trying to perfect this shit, and look, we got it down pat.
Fuck perfection.
We are better. Perfection. We're better than that shit. chillin' feelings, motherfucker. But,
we the best.
Yeah, we the best. We the best.
We the best.
We're better than that. Don't take someone else's line.
We the best.
No.
We take what we want. We're villains.
Cal stole our line.
Yeah, he stole ours.
Cal, like, who?
We the other one. DJ who?
Oh, exactly.
DJ what?
DJ what?
What? What? I don't know that guy.
He's on Snapchat.
Makes me think of
I don't listen to anybody else.
To who? To what?
I just listen to this podcast. I listen to anybody else.
Likewise, man.
My bad. Ooh, we keep doing it. We so, keep coming back.
You
want to
hear news about stuff that we're going to talk about and never talk about on the show? At jokes and Drake's album sucked on Facebook.com.
I love how you're still looking into the camera. That's not
even fair. Though it's not there. You know what I'm saying? I did that right.
Yo, no, it's good practice.
I've been watching it. I'm like, yeah, bitch. That's right. Get used to it.
Okay.
Keep that so, angle.
Keep going, man.
I'm still trying to keep the same shit. Like, yeah, look, your face in the cat. It's not even there. Facebook.com/chillvillains. That's memes, Vince, and stay chill. We're on Twitter. Not really. At chillvillains. We're on Snapchat. Not really. At chillvillains. Instagram is hot. Instagram
hotter
is
hotter than hot.
Home.
It's hot as today.
It's hot in this room.
It's the sun hot.
It's higher than my buns.
Yeah.
The what?
Upstairs.
Yeah, I don't even like upstairs right now. I don't
you know what? If you deal with this, I'll get upstairs ready with all the windows and AC and shit.
No.
Damn.
I love how she's like, I want to
That she just wanted to cut early. That's all.
Yeah,
that goes,
really. Totally.
She's like, yo, boss, you're okay with this? I'm about to finish. I know we finished at 5, but it's like 4:55. Let's go.
And for the Instagram fans, anytime you want to reach us, if you listen to this on Anchor, go ahead and check us out on Instagram at
Chillin' Villains.
We're going to be a work in progress with the SoundCloud. We're going to be starting from scratch. Very soon. Nonsense. That's episodes you'll never hear on SoundCloud.com/
Chillin' Villains.
Finally figured it out. It takes
if you have any complaints.
If any complaints. You don't
place.
Like the fact that we're sitting here talking about private parts sweating in the heat.
And swamp boob.
And swamp boobs.
And swamp dick.
And swamp dicks.
And swamp ass.
And swamp ass.
And swamp face.
Swamp face. And back of ears.
Sounds
and
like a
inside
sexual
nostrils.
Swamp.
My towel ain't doing nothing.
My towel's doing nothing for anyone.
I feel like it's just heating you guys up.
I know.
And Jerry with the vents.
You send that complaint to chillavillains@gmail.com. Shout out to Khadija.r on Instagram. Shout out to Reams on the Keys on Instagram and on SoundCloud.com. Shout out to Vance. Vance, yo, Vance. I don't know how to say your nice name. M-O-I-S-E-L, boys.
Vance Moisel.
Comedian doing his thing tonight.
He's doing
huge
things
event. Doing big things. Comedian from Montreal. Check him out.
Whoop, whoop.
Love that, man.
Yo, shout out to T-Wings. T-Wings doing your thing. You know what I mean? Look it up on Facebook, T-Wings, the Wicked Wings. You guys got to check it out. Just go to Facebook.com. Trust me. You won't be disappointed. Comic-Con next week?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Chuck Norris.
Without further ado.
I bring to you.
5 years of podcasting. 5 years of podcast excellence.
I'm putting it out there.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro,
cinco.
Cinco. I don't know why we're Spanish, but
all of a sudden.
Let's just do this.
Because I am 10!
Oh there we go, because we're in Quebec. And shit, what can I
say?
This is Jared DeVille leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah!
I ain't been taking the house.
Bye!
Just filming.
Peace, bitches.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And that's all we got to say about that shit.
Yep. Blah.
Holy.